Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men concerning matters pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, being able to bear to some degree with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is beset by weakness, and on account of this, just as he needs to make offering for sins on behalf of the people, so also he needs to on behalf of himself. And it is not to oneself that anyone takes the honour, but he is called by God, as Aaron was as well. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but it happened by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest throughout the age, according to the order of Melchizedek." And in the days of his flesh he made supplications and entreaties with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his devoutness. And although he was a son, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. And when he had come to completion, he became the source of age-abiding salvation to all those who obey him. And he was designated by God to be the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning whom we have many a word to say, although it is hard to get the meaning across, since you have become dull of hearing. For indeed, although you should be teachers by this time, you again need someone to teach you what the basics of the starting point of the oracles of God are, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant, but solid food is appropriate for those who are complete, who have senses which have been exercised through practice, leading to discernment of both good and evil.